the last couple of games in the NBA Finals, they've been phenomenal. They've been really good. Game 5, Saturday night, Game 5 was the best game of the series. One of the best games of the playoffs, to be honest. As expected, we've started to see a little bit of an uptick in the ratings when compared to Games 1 through 3. But these numbers are nowhere near where they should be. Ratings for the NBA Finals are where ratings for the conference finals should be. Once the final number came in for Game 4, it was just north of 10 million people. It was awful. I mean, just awful. Of course, the media, they're chubbing out on the finals ratings this year. NBA sees an increase of over 3 million viewers for Game 4. They have been covering for the NBA all season. The media is doing what they do best. They're lying. But we all know the truth. In terms of national popularity, the NBA is dying. They are dying. Every time I upload one of these videos on NBA ratings, I have the usual trolls hit up the comments section. The NBA is popular. They got 1 billion views on Instagram. They had millions of views on YouTube over the weekend. None of that matters. That is irrelevant. Advertisers don't give a damn about social media numbers. You think ABC cares about how many social media views the NBA got over the weekend? No. The only thing ABC cares about is that final Nielsen rating. And that number has been down all season, has continued to decline for the NBA Finals. You gotta remember, just 2 years ago, there were games in the NBA Finals that were nearing 19 million people. In 2021, the NBA struggling to reach 10 million. 2 years, and they've lost damn near 9 million people. Where the hell did they go? Preliminary ratings for Game 5 have been released. They were actually released yesterday afternoon. I was going to do a video on it, but the number was so low that I didn't believe it could be right. I didn't believe it. I decided to wait until today to see if more sites reported on that rating. And the number hasn't changed. This is it. It is what it is. Overnight numbers for Game 5 Saturday night, 6.4 million people. 6.4 million. When the game tipped off around 8 p.m., less than 6 million people were watching. Of course, once the final numbers come in, I'm sure that they'll find a way to get this number to above 10 million somehow. Like I've said before, usually out-of-home viewership adds about 10% to the preliminary number. Game 1, for example. I believe the prelim numbers for Game 1 was about 7.7 million. The final number ended up around 8.5 million, which is about 10%. But every game since then, the difference between the prelim number and the final number has been millions of people. Now, I don't want to get into conspiracy theories. All I'm saying is it just seems a bit high to me. That is a huge fluctuation. The NBA, they couldn't have asked for a better series in terms of just pure basketball. The first couple of games, they were blowouts, but the finals had been competitive the last two games. The prelim number of 6.4 million, this should be a real cause for concern for the NBA. Typically, ratings for the NBA Finals tend to increase as the series comes closer to reaching its conclusion. We're seeing the opposite happen this year, at least with the prelim numbers. Preliminary ratings for the last couple of games are going down, not up. If you're Adam Silver, you have got to be asking yourself, what the hell can I do to fix this? We knew the finals were going to struggle because they lack star power. But I'll be honest, I don't think it would have mattered who was playing. You could have had LeBron and the Lakers against any team in the Eastern Conference. The Knicks, for example, two cornerstone franchises in the NBA. And ratings for the finals would have still been low. I usually don't defend Adam Silver. I think he's the worst commissioner in sports. But I have to give him credit. He has tried to keep the woke politics out of the NBA this season. He lived up to the promise that he made last year during the finals. So why are we still seeing these near record low ratings? Other channels on YouTube, they were predicting decent ratings for the finals because LeBron James was not involved. And neither one of these teams are considered to be woke. But that hasn't been the case. Why? I think there are a variety of reasons, all bad for the NBA. Nothing that can be fixed in the short term. Obviously, the main reason is the woke politics from last summer. We did a video over the weekend talking about the NFL doubling down on social justice this year. It is going to have a negative impact on their ratings. I think we're going to see ratings for the NFL regular season drop 20% at minimum, possibly even more. With the NFL, though, if they decided after September or after October to remove all of the SJW nonsense, if the NFL decides it's having too much of a negative impact on their ratings and they get back to football, the ratings will start to move back up for the NFL. Maybe not immediately, but it would happen eventually. People are quick to forgive football in this country because so many of us are emotionally attached to it. The NBA does not have that luxury. For most people, the NBA is a league of convenience or something they'll watch when they have nothing else going on. The casual NBA viewer, they can take it or leave it. So if you piss that casual fan off by telling them for months that they're inherently racist or they're stupid for voting for Donald Trump, you are not going to get them back anytime soon. Hell, some of them you will never get back. The NFL is like the smartphone. The NBA is the Bluetooth headset or the waterproof case. You've got to have the smartphone. Can't live in today's world without it. But the headset, the protective case, it's nice to have them, but you really don't need it. That's how the casual viewer looks at the NBA. I also think the NBA's relationship with China has a lot to do with people still boycotting. The situation with Daryl Morey, that happened back in October of 2019. When he tweeted his support for the Freedom Fighters in Hong Kong, LeBron James chastised him for it. Adam Silver essentially sided with China. After that happened, the NBA's television ratings started to decline. So China has something to do with the declining ratings as well. But you want to know what the NBA's biggest problem right now is? The reason I say Adam Silver doesn't have a quick fix to this ratings problem? The majority of NBA players, or at least star-level players that the league can market itself around, the majority of those players have very little in common with the average NBA fan. In other words, NBA fans don't relate to NBA players. Who can you center the NBA around? Giannis? I mean, he went woke last summer. Chris Paul, nearing retirement. Zion Williamson, he's not winning. Maybe Trae Young, if he can remain politically clean. There's just not a lot of options. You damn sure can't build the NBA around LeBron James anymore. I mean, he's ruined himself. LeBron James, he has nothing in common with the average NBA viewer. And I'm not talking about financially. I'm talking about morally, values, politically. The NBA is marketed as the urban league. Have you guys ever been to an NBA game before? I've been to a lot of them. Playoffs, regular season, whatever. You know who's attending NBA games for the most part? White males. The majority of people in the arena are white. That's just the way it is. Your average businessman, banker, car dealer, whatever. I would be willing to bet most of them are like me and are in the center of the political spectrum, or they lean to the right. For the most part, they're damn sure not leaning to the far left. This is the reason that it's critical for players to keep the political opinions to themselves. If you're a professional athlete or a sports league, nothing good can come from bringing in politics. Dana White said something the other day, and it made perfect sense. This is the mentality Roger Goodell and Adam Silver need to have, the mentality of Dana White. He was asked why the UFC has stayed out of politics while everything else seems like has become political. Dana White said that he looks at the UFC from the viewpoint of a fan. He said, "When I tune into the UFC, I'm tuning in to see a great fight. I'm not watching to hear the political opinions of the fighters. I'm watching to be entertained. I'm watching to forget about all the other crap that's going on in my life or in the world. This mentality is why UFC's popularity is soaring and the NBA has never been less popular. Through four games, the NBA Finals are averaging 9.3 million viewers. If you took out the record low 2020 Finals, 2021 would be tied with 2007 as the lowest rated NBA Finals in history. The media loves to act like LeBron James is this big ratings draw for the NBA. LeBron James has played in two of the lowest rated finals in NBA history, 2007, 2020. The media likes to give LeBron credit for averaging 20 million for the finals a few years ago. That credit should be given to Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors. If LeBron James were the draw, how come he wasn't pulling those types of numbers when he was playing in Miami and they were averaging 15, 16 million? Still a lot higher than they're averaging right now, but it ain't 20 million. All right, I'm going to be back with another video later today. For now, let me know what you think of yet another poor performance in the ratings for the NBA Finals. Is there a quick fix to this ratings problem? If you know of one, let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.